never worry about words again. Most science is rejected at first. It's rejected because science is generally created by intellectuals and academics. And they have their own form of territoriality. They've spent their entire careers carving out their academic and intellectual territory. If some unknown goof comes along with a brand new idea, it's very, very hard to let that new idea into your brain. This new idea has zero Cialdini factors, no social proof, no authority, no commitment and consistency, things that are the real drivers of human behavior. This is how advertisers get us to buy things. It's hard to get a point across if your idea doesn't have these Cialdini factors. But if your idea does have these factors, it's pretty easy. This is true in romance as it is in politics and science. Most people vote straight party line because they've always done that. Commitment and consistency. It's the same reason why we buy the same brands and go to the same restaurants. It's why no-name candidates rarely get elected. Or why no-name scientists are rarely given respect. Or why few people buy books from no-name authors. But there is a way to circumvent this process. If you're buying tickets to see somebody perform, we tend to stick to the familiar. But if somebody starts talking at a party, for example, we'll start to pay attention. This leverages the law of comparison and contrast. Most people spit out mumbled word salad. But if you can speak like a true performer, something different will happen. You will suddenly stand out due to comparison and contrast. Everybody will pay attention to you. This will create both authority and social proof. The longer you speak, the more this will generate commitment and consistency, all by telling a few goofy stories at a party. Taking a massive shortcut to local fame, authority, social proof, and all the other Cialdini triggers. Of course, this is something you'll need to practice, but only the delivery, not the content. You can even talk about a movie you just saw. So long as you deliver this correctly, you don't need anything else. Women will want to be with you. Men will want to be you. All by doing things you can easily practice at home or in your car or anywhere else nobody's around. And if you ever need to give a proper speech, they'll be eating out of your hand. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.